And of course, this is critically important, and we need to do this every day. But when we say that the master emptied himself, it means exactly what the translation brings out. He made himself nothing. He emptied himself of himself. He gave up his authority, his will, and his control over his own life. Indeed, this is exactly what we see on the very eve of his grisly, horrific death. Paul says that our attitude should be the same as that of Messiah Yeshua, making ourselves nothing and humbling ourselves, even becoming obedient to death. Listen to what else Paul has to say about dying to self. Galatians chapter 2, verse 20. I have been crucified with Messiah, and I no longer live, but Messiah lives in me. The life I live in the body, I live by faith in the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verses 30 and 31. And as for us, why do we endanger ourselves every hour? I die every day. I mean that, brothers, just as surely as I glory over you in Messiah Yeshua, our master. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 15. And he died for all, that those who live should no longer live for themselves, but for him who died for them and was raised again. Hear Paul's words to us. I have been crucified and I no longer live. I die every day. We should no longer live for ourselves, but for him who died for us. As Yeshua our master gave up his own will, denied himself, and died so that we may live, so should we, the disciples of Messiah, give up our own wills, deny ourselves, and die every day so that we may live only to serve God. Just as Yom Kippur calls us to deny ourselves so that we can receive the atonement being made for our sins, the Messiah Yeshua is calling us to deny ourselves so that we can accept the atonement in full and receive our salvation. For the Master says to us in Luke chapter 9, verses 23 through 25, if anyone would come after me, he must deny himself and take up his execution stake daily and follow me. For whoever wants to save his life will lose it, but whoever loses his life for me will save it. What good is it for a man to gain the whole world and yet lose or forfeit his very self? Especially in light of the commands of Yom Kippur, how can we see Yeshua's exhortation as anything other than a call for the hostile takeover of our own lives so that we can give ourselves completely to the Master for the sake of the good news and the kingdom of God? Each year on Yom Kippur, the people of Israel are commanded to deny themselves to receive their atonement and the cleansing of sins. But every single day of our lives, the Master commands us to deny ourselves for the sake of our own salvation. He says in verse 24, for whoever wants to save his life will lose it, but whoever loses his life for me will save it. He is calling out to us today. We who hold on to ourselves for dear life, he is calling to us, lose it for me. Why do we have so much trouble losing our lives for Messiah? Why is it so unclear as to what we should do?